Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to each of the fellas in the group so that you know what each guy's function is. The young gentleman at the organ is the fellow that has written just about every one of our hits. And his name is Bob Gaudio. Bob Gaudio. He's the richest one in the group. Standing next to Bob is our lead guitarist and baritone singer. His name is Tom DeVito. Tom? And in this corner, weighing 250 pounds, this is our bass player, bass singer, and he does all the vocal arrangements in the group. His name is Nick Massey. Nick Massey. Needless to say, we'd like to introduce a young gentleman who's been with us just about 2 years. He does a real great job, and we're real proud of him. How about a nice round of applause for our drummer, Ronald Roach? And this is our leader, Frankie Valli. And now we'd like to do a little song that we kind of put together because so many people around the country ask us, what does it take to make a hit song? We hope this song will show you.
How do you make a hit song? That's what everyone wants to know. What makes a this is it song? That's what we're about to show you. How do you make a hit song? A song that swings and comes on strong. Everywhere we go, people wanna know, how do you make a hit song?
You know, we've been fortunate enough to have a couple of hits of our own, but we'll never forget the first one. It sold 2 million copies and we called it... Cherry. How it made that song a hit is very obvious. It was those wonderful high notes that Frankie hits. It was that different sound that caught the public's ear. That's how you make a hit song.
You know, folks, Bob is really a very humble person. I mean, he wrote the song and that's what did it. Now, what good would my high notes be without a wonderful song like Bob's? That's how you make a hit song.
I beg to differ with you, gentlemen. A record often becomes a popular success because of some intangible quality. A drum beat, a scrap of melody. And that's why I say that at least half the sales of this record came from people who just sat and waited for Nicky to sing his musical gem.
Why don't you come on?
Perhaps some of you missed it. May we hear it again, please?
Why don't you come on?
I can't get enough of it.
Why don't you come on?
A subtle gem. That's how you make a hit song.
Thank you for those kind words, Tom, but you're mistaken. You're wrong and you err.
I err what?
You are the reason that Sherry was a 2 million seller. I just what?
You just put me on.
No. You see, it was Tom's guitar and introduction of Sherry that really caught the public's ear. Without a magnificent guitar like Tom's, nobody would have gotten as far as the chorus. You made it up, too. You see, you gotta like it right away.
That's how you make a hit song.
Rock!
Tom's the star, his guitar, the intro was amazing.
Nick, I'm afraid you gotta see the light because it really was your phrasing.
Nick, you wanna make a hit song, get a single with some bounce.
No, 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 no.
A hit song, get a song.
No, 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 it's the melody that counts. No, 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 no.
Wait a second, I know it was the melody. It had to be the melody.
No, Tom, you're absolutely right.
Yes, it was me.
It was me.
No, it was me.
It was me.
It was me.
No, oh, it was me.
It was me.
It was me.
Oh no, it was me.
It was the singer, not the melody.
Sherry, you're my baby, Sherry. You're my baby, Sherry.
You're why I'm here tonight.
Don't forget, I composed it
all live.
My guitar. Opened and closed it
all live.
I'm the reason the public chose it.
Chose it.
How do you make a hit song?